And as you've probably heard, President Trump has been extolling the virtues of Finnish forest care while blaming California's mismanagement for the massive wildfires still burning there. Here he is in fire-ravaged Butte County last weekend.
You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we have a much different, we're a forest nation. He called it a forest nation. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem.
Well, the president of Finland says he did talk recently with President Trump about his country's forests, but he never mentioned raking, which now has its own hashtag, Haravointi. I believe that's raking in Finnish. There's also Rake America Great Again, pictures posted of Finns with rakes, one Finnish woman vacuuming an entire forest floor. And here's a video posted by Finnish TV host Aleksi Valavori.
Like President Trump said, we Finns, we spend a lot of time on raking, cleaning and doing things. That's how we prevent wildfires. It doesn't have to do anything with our climate. No. We have to rake. It's mandatory in Finland. We have to rake 2 hours per day. We even have raking universities in Finland. That's how we learn to rake.
Ha ha. But what is true about Finnish forest management? Let's bring in Pasi Putinen. He's head of the Department of Forest Sciences at the University of Helsinki. Professor Putinen, when you heard the president's comments, what did you think?
We were surprised because it didn't have anything to do with real forest science and forest. But on the other hand, we are used to Mr. Trump's opinions that are wide and large.
But what is true about Finnish forest management? What do the Finns do?
I think that the big difference between the Western U.S. And Finland is that we do thinnings in the forest stands. So while the forest age, we take the material that would otherwise die, we take it away. So thinnings are part of the Nordic forest management.
So you do some thinnings. We also understand that you have an early warning system, aerial surveillance systems. You have local aviation clubs paid to fly over areas of forest so they can spot something early on?
Yes, and that's becoming more important as the climate is changing here as well. Like past summer was one of the record warm summers, and the government invested more for this voluntary surveillance.
You mentioned warm summers. The other thing that people are rushing to point out is that Finland is much colder than California.
Yes, that's true. Although we are close to the Arctic Circle, that Gulf Stream keeps the whole Finnskandia, Norway, Sweden and Finland reasonably warm. And in winter temperatures here in Helsinki, we rarely get anything below minus 15 or minus 10 in the months of January, February. So, yeah, cold compared to California, yeah.
Yeah, cold compared to California. And wetter, you have rain. California's been in droughts. So some people have said the comparison just doesn't work. Look, President Trump has his supporters here for his comments. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said in an interview with Breitbart News that these forest fires are the fault of environmental radicals. He was backed by a forester named Joe Denham. He said the problems that cause fires include, you know, environmentalists preventing access roads from being built, that it was logging that's needed to thin the forest as it used to do, to which other forestry people have responded that some of our recent fires here were along the coast on private land with few trees. Access was not a problem. And that there hasn't been enough rain. That is something that most scientists here agree on. It's hotter and drier, leading to longer and more intense wildfire seasons.
It seems that that's happening here as well, and here in the Nordic countries. But of course, the worst is in southern Europe, throughout the Mediterranean region, which, as the climate, is the same as in California. So the fire season is definitely much, much longer.
Look, some misinformation got out about Finns raking.
Yes.
But I'm wondering, as a climate scientist or a forest scientist, you might be grateful that, at least, the conversation is being had.
I think it's there are sort of misunderstandings easily amongst countries or between countries about how management is done and so on. And this case, I think, it's a good example of a sort of a misunderstanding. But on the other hand, it has cost for us Finns, caused good sort of a source of laugh, and the headlines here are quite amusing.
Even if the subject is pretty serious.
Even if, yeah.
Yeah. I'm Professor Putinen, head of the Department of Forest Sciences at the University of Helsinki. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you for having me in the air.